This is Ethically Speaking.
I had a wonderful gathering at my place this summer.
Oh, do tell.
Well, family and friends and professional contacts, old students, even an old boyfriend showed up. People connected to me, my husband, my stepdaughter, made even more connections by meeting each other over that weekend. And next year, my husband's ex-wife plans to attend.
Oh, wait a minute. You socialize with each other's exes?
Sure. One of the few good things that you can say about divorce is that extended families can become truly expanded families. Children have step-parents and step-uncles and aunts and step-cousins, too. Ethically speaking, divorcing parents are obligated to make it possible for children to develop additional supportive connections. Divorce, as hard as it is on everyone involved, can actually bring more caring adults into children's lives.
Well, that's expecting the adults to behave like adults.
Well, I'm not saying it's easy. But when the adults stay bitter and jealous toward those with whom we've had failed relationships, we teach our children to be bitter and jealous.
And on the other hand?
Well, on the other hand, when we work to maintain polite or even friendly relationships with past partners, we teach our children how to maintain long-term connections, even if their relationships change.
Well, that sounds healthier for everyone, not just the children. What you are suggesting is that we find ways of integrating all of our relationships, work, marriage, friendship, relationships of the past, and relationships of the present, rather than saying, let go of the past. You're saying, embrace the past and the present and the future.
That's right. So, tell us how you integrate your lives at ethicallyspeaking.org. I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz. Ethically Speaking is a sometimes overly melodramatic co-production of the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.